Owning a weapon for self-defense is biblical. Okay? It is biblical to own a weapon. Look at Luke chapter 9, verse number 1. And let me say this. It's biblical for Christians to own weapons. Luke 9, verse 1 says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece." Now here we see that he says, look, when you go out, you don't need a stave. What is a stave? It's a stick. It's not a walking stick. It's a stick to protect themselves. Because if you told them not to take it, it's like, don't take the walking stick, but go walking. It doesn't make any sense. This, the insinuation here is that they did have staves before. They did have some sort of stake, some sort of stick that they can protect themselves with from robbers, from people who would grow violent towards them. But he's telling them, don't take it. Now, why is that? Why did he tell them, don't take a weapon when you go out? Well, because they had Jesus there, that's why. And even though Jesus wasn't present when they would go out into the cities, Jesus was present on this earth. So while Jesus was on this earth, they had God's divine protection during that time. Because the work needed to be done, right? They had God's divine protection. Jesus Christ was there providing for them and protecting them. This is why he told them, don't have it. Now go to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. This is nearing the end where Jesus Christ is going to be crucified, right? He's going to be taken from this world. He's going to fulfill prophecy by dying for the sins of the whole world. Look at verse 35. And he said unto them, "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacking anything?" And they said nothing. He's saying, look, remember when I told you don't take anything? Remember how I provided for your needs? I provided the financial needs. I provided the food. I even provided protection. Because he's saying, lacking anything? If they would have lacked, well, protection, God. I mean, you know, that robber, they took my sandals or whatever, you know. Lacking anything? They said nothing. Then said he unto them, "But now, he that hath the purse, let him take it. And likewise, his scrip." He's saying, now I'm going to be taken. You need to make sure you have some money with you because I'm not going to be here with you. I'm not going to multiply the fish and the bread as aforetime, right? Well, we need to depend on the Lord. Yeah, but we also need to work to gain resources and finances. That's what God told us to do, right? "And he that hath no sword," people hate this verse. Pacifist Christians hate it. I feel like if it was up to them, when they get to heaven, they want to say, like, why did you put that verse in the Bible? We ran into so much trouble with this. Jesus said this, "And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one."